Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk cattle on feed with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, latest cattle on feed report out. Daryl, what do the numbers tell you?
Well, a summary of the report right quick. Cattle on feed as of August 1st were up, it rounds to 2%, 1.6% up. Placements were up, also up 1.6%, which again rounds up to 2% above. That's a little bit higher than the average guess, but not much, and it was well within the range. Marketings were just about exactly as expected, down 1%. This report really was pretty well anticipated. I don't see any major surprises in this report.
This particular report, we continue to see some trends out there. What kind of sticks out, when you take this report in context with, say, the last three or four reports?
Well, I think there's a couple things in this. First of all, we do continue the trend of year-over-year increases in placements. We know that's going to happen. It's going to happen for the foreseeable future. Now, one of the things I should remind people in interpreting this report, you need to be a little bit careful. There was actually 2 less business days this July compared to a year ago, as a function of way both the weekends fell as well as where 4th of July fell. A 99% or a 1% down in marketing adjusted for 2 less business days is actually still a very good marketing number. You do need to be a little bit careful when you make those year-to-year comparisons, because this is unusual, but we got 2 days difference in time. In terms of, general trends in the report, again, placements are up, and that's going to continue. Marketings continue pretty aggressive, so we're not building feedlot inventories very fast. Again, we're up 1.6% year over year. If you look deeper into the report, there's a couple things. One is that the placements by weight, the biggest category that was up was the 700 to 800-pound animals. We've been seeing many months recently where the over 800-pound was the biggest increase in placements. We don't have that this time. That's probably one more indication that we're relatively current in terms of the feeder cattle markets out there. We don't have a lot of big, heavy feeder cattle out there. The other thing you see in this report is that the Southern Plains is rebuilding numbers faster than the Northern Plains. And some of that's still probably drought-related in terms of the numbers having been drawn down over the last several years in the Southern Plains. And they're rebuilding faster. Placements were bigger in the Southern Plains generally than in the Northern Plains.
Dr. Peel says that this report shows us that we're modestly increasing numbers of our feedlot inventory, but we don't have the problem of last year when we had so many heavyweight carcasses that we just simply saw prices collapse. Doesn't see that happening this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is cowboys helping kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in 6 great events. 2 nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.